Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic opponent, Jay Gonzalez, squared off for their third and final time last night on a debate heard here on WBUR. With less than a week to go before Election Day, Gonzalez has a lot of ground to make up, with the latest WBUR poll showing him trailing the incumbent governor by more than 40 points. WBUR's Steve Brown looks at some of the highlights of last night's debate.
Baker and Gonzalez stuck to familiar themes throughout the hour-long debate. Baker heralded accomplishments from his first term, such as investing in offshore wind projects, fixing the health connector, and finding housing for 1,500 homeless families who were staying in hotels and motels. Gonzalez tried once again to connect Baker with Republican candidates who support President Trump.
You are putting loyalty to the Republican Party above your commitment to these values.
Governor Baker,
and 15th. I think it matters. Which is why I'm running for governor and not some other place, because I think we need a governor who's going to stand up and be consistent on these issues.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I don't plan to vote for him if he runs for re-election. Most people know where I'm coming from with respect to the president.
Baker also criticized Gonzalez, accusing his opponent of wanting to do too many things without having the money to pay for them.
It's so dishonest to say to the people that he can fund the North-South Rail Link, that he can fund East-West.
How are you going to pay for
the Blue Line? That he can fund the Red Line expansion. These are tens of billions of dollars of projects for which he's offering plans that many of which don't start until 4 years from now to generate any revenue. And the $1 billion, as you point out, Anthony, may not ever come to pass.
There is one issue the two candidates agree on, the need to address climate change. Both support some sort of carbon tax. Baker says he wants to see a regional approach, like the state already does in its regional greenhouse gas initiative. When it comes to protecting the state, Baker says his administration has already started vulnerability planning in every Massachusetts community.
Once it's done, we'll do hazard mitigation planning for all those communities. And then once we have that, that's the blueprint for dealing with climate change here in the Commonwealth. And I think in many respects, this has urgency. It needs to get done. And we are setting a national framework that many other states are grabbing onto and pursuing on their own.
Gonzalez refutes that.
This is the most serious threat to our world. And this UN report shows that it is an even more serious threat and more urgent threat than we thought. We have to get serious about it.
In making his closing statement, Gonzalez says he's run into a lot of people who say Baker is doing a good job.
But when I ask them why they think so, the answer is never that he's doing a great job fixing our transportation system or making progress on some other issue that affects people's lives. It's usually something like, he seems nice, and I'm really glad he isn't one of those crazy right-wing extremists. Well, the measure of whether our governor's doing a good job shouldn't be that he's nice and isn't crazy.
In his closing bid, Baker said hearing from and getting to know the people of Massachusetts has been a joy.
One of the things we pledged to do when we took office was that we would work together with our colleagues in local government and in state government to move this Commonwealth forward. Our economy is booming. Our schools are terrific. But the final thing I want to say tonight is that our people are great. And I hope you give us a chance to continue the work we're doing on November 6th.
Today's the final day of early voting in Massachusetts. On Election Day this coming Tuesday, polls will be open until 8 p.m. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.